And I think that once the patient has been staged, then the issue is neoadjuvant therapy, chemoradiation versus transanal excision versus total mesorectal excision. I think that most surgeons are comfortable doing a transanal excision for T1 rectal cancers, although there is some recent data based on a review of the National Cancer Database demonstrating that the recurrence rates for transanal excision, even for T1s, is higher than a laparotomy and low anterior resection. But I think that you're on fairly solid ground if it truly is a T1 in doing a transanal excision. Positive nodal disease seen by endorectal ultrasound or MRI should be treated with chemoradiation up front. I think that we've now seen some randomized trial data to support that. And also, I think that there's no doubt that it improves the chances for sphincter preservation. Probably the most controversial group is the T2 group, the T2N0 group. Should that group get chemoradiation first, followed by transanal excision? Should that group go on to get a total mesorectal excision up front, followed by adjuvant therapy? Or is that group likely to be cured by an operation, a low anterior resection alone? And I think that there's an ongoing study supported by the American College of Surgeons Oncology Group looking specifically at patients with T2 cancers that are treated with chemoradiation followed by transanal excision. Until we have the results for that study, I would suggest that patients with T2N0 rectal cancers be treated with either chemoradiation followed by a low anterior resection or a low anterior resection alone.